This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Brazil has been having arguably more than its share of problems of late, an emerging economy that is definitely not emerging anymore. The Zika virus and troubled preparations for the Olympics that are coming this summer, and as of yesterday, a president in deep and very serious trouble. The lower house of the Brazilian Congress has voted to impeach President Dilma Rousseff. Daniel Gallus is the BBC's South America business correspondent. We got him on the line from Sao Paulo. Daniel, it's good to speak with you.
Thank you.
Remind us, would you, what the specific charges against President Rousseff were or are, I suppose?
Well, a lot of people think that this is a case about corruption because Brazil has been in the headlines for massive corruption scandals and money being stolen from the state oil giant Petrobras. But in the end, this is a case about fiscal policy. That's what President Rousseff is being accused. So far, no one has ever managed to find a direct link between Rousseff and any of those corruption scandals. But she is obliged to reach certain budget targets that are set by Congress, and she used some creative accounting techniques that made Brazil's economy appear a lot better than it was. And that's what she's being held responsible for now.
And the state of Brazil's economy, to be clear, is lousy.
Yes, this is the worst recession in over two decades, and a lot of people point to President Rousseff for the problems in the economy. Brazil was one of the fastest growing economies in the past decade, but a lot of that had to do with China's strong growth and the high prices of commodities. But it turned out that commodities never became as pricey as before, and Brazil is now suffering a lot from that.
This was, the vote yesterday was a cultural phenomenon down there. I mean, you read the wire service reports this morning and there were fireworks going off. There were people watching on big screens out in public like you do soccer matches down there. It was quite something.
Yes, and it was all set up to be like that. If you think about it, the Speaker of the House, who is a very controversial figure accused of being involved in many corruption dealings and seen as a nemesis to President Dilma Rousseff, he wanted to turn this into a spectacle. Hmm. The debate went over 3 days in the weekend, which is not even a common thing to happen. Television networks in Brazil canceled all their normal schedules just to run this political spectacle.
Is government functioning at all down there as this spectacle plays out?
Well, some normal functions, I'd say yes. So you'd get education, health, all these things are still being carried forward. A lot of people ask about the Zika virus and the Olympic Games. That's still being taken care of. What is not happening is that Brazil needs many economic reforms that should be approved by Congress in order to come out of this recession and start a recovery. And that's not happening. Congress is pretty much has stopped for the whole period for this political crisis to be settled.
And just quickly, what about the business attitude? I imagine that the businesses had been expecting this, that the markets had been expecting this, and so it is following that course, yeah.
Yes, markets have been reacting positively every time there's news about President Rousseff's coming near the impeachment and ending her government. If you consider that Brazil's economy contracted 4% last year and it's predicted to contract another 4% this year, well, markets, the Bovespa index, which is the São Paulo Stock Exchange, it has gained 30% since January. So how could it happen that in the middle of such a serious recession, stock markets are going up? A lot of that has to do with the feeling that she's about to be removed from power. So stock markets have been reacting quite positively to all this news.
Expectations are everything. Daniel Gallus, the BBC South America correspondent, we got him in Sao Paulo. Daniel, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.